The Czech Republic marks Holocaust Remembrance Day on Friday, January the 27th, the anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp in 1945. Some 80,000 Bohemian and Moravian Jews perished in the Holocaust, and before the community could even start recovering from the war, the communist regime practically froze its activities. It was not until the fall of communism in 1989 that the Czech Jewish community could start to rebuild. Pavla Horáková reports.
Prague's historic Jewish town is the best-preserved complex of Jewish monuments in Europe. But rather than a center of a vibrant religious and community life, it was hardly more than an outdoor museum during the decades of communism.
During the communist regime, it was very difficult to live Jewish life because Jewish community was absolutely controlled by secret police. At the same time, there were no books in Hebrew, there was no Jewish education. Any publication in Hebrew was immediately confiscated on the border. People were interrogated under different pretexts. So of course, to publicly manifest any Jewishness was very dangerous, and it caused to people who dare to did it serious problems.
Leo Pavlat is the director of the Prague Jewish Museum. Around 1989, the average age in the Jewish community in Prague was well over 60. So understandably, the community had very specific priorities.
Of course, the first goal was to help survivors of Shoah, survivors of the Holocaust. So Jewish community of Prague built two houses for these people. Of course, it's not enough, so other people have been helped by the Jewish community in terms of money, if there's a need, and also in terms of medicaments. Jewish community was helpful in negotiations about compensation for Jewish survivors with international organizations.
Since the 1990s, many abandoned synagogues, cemeteries, and other monuments have been renovated around the country, often with the help of the local authorities. The community could finally look ahead and devote more attention to its young members. Since 1997, a Jewish kindergarten, elementary school, and high school have been established. The average age in the community has been dropping steadily, and there is now also an active youth organization. Daniel Kolsky is the chairman.
Basically, we are trying to organize activities as all the youth organization do. And especially we are organizing all kind of religious and social and cultural activities, like celebration of Jewish festivals and holidays. One of the most successful program we are doing is a seminar for people who are from all around the Czech Republic. And also we invite the people from Slovakia and from neighboring countries. Which always has a specific topic like Jews in the European Union or kosher sex, all kind of topics which are interesting for young people. And we are trying to prepare a program for people to meet each other, to know each other, to create basically Jewish families and, to have a fun.
Over the last year and a half, rows within the Prague Jewish community made headlines several times. While the divisions are a cause for concern for many of its members, they could be seen as a sign that the community, albeit small, is again very much alive.